In this episode, you'll get my three ways to use video to grow repeat business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey now. All right. I love this topic. I love how we grow repeat business. It's one of my favorite things. I nerd out on it here at Wirebuzz. And in a few moments, I'm going to be joined by Jason Fair. Jason is our director of content. He's going to be checking in because we're going to tell you a cool story. But first, does it sound a little different, this podcast episode? Does the audio quality sound a little different to you? Because I'm actually sitting in a different spot, and normally I don't even sit when I do the podcast. But I'm in the studio that you all know and love, and you've seen on video before. But I'm actually sitting in our new section that we've built out that is like a voiceover desk that's got the soundproofing on the walls. And I'm sitting here right now, and I'm not even recording it into the good mic, the best mic, which is right in front of me, because I don't know, it's going to take too long to set it up. In fact, I've got my Shure MV88 that I'm rocking right now. It is my travel mic that I take with me at all times in case I have to bust out a podcast episode like I'm doing right now. Now, this topic is about really where the rubber meets the road. It's about delighting the people that are your customers. And part of my job is as a video marketing master and bringing you along that journey is to teach my tricks for you so you can do a better job growing and delighting your clients along the way. Now, I'm going to get into some of the tricks and give you the three ways to use video in just a moment to grow your repeat business. But first, if you're struggling to figure out where to get started, if you're trying to figure out what topics you should be selecting for your business, and really that's not something that I can select for you in a podcast. So we created a topic selection worksheet that allows you to identify which topics will be valuable or profitable for your business. And it's free to you as a listener to this podcast, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S. And then the real trick here is once you've selected those topics, well, how do you guarantee that those videos that you end up investing in or creating, you know, using your own time to create, how do you guarantee that those videos generate the three most important letters or three most important letters in business? ROI, you know, return on investment. So to help you take that next step after you've gone through the topic selection worksheet, we've created a 5-part web-based mini course that you can get access to at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And each and every day, we'll send you another episode and you can go through that. It's quite binge worthy. In fact, 86% of the people that start the ROI mini course get to the end of each video. So you'll know that we're skilled at retaining your attention, but we're also delivering the valuable information that you need to guarantee that your videos generate ROI. Wirebuzz.com/ROI. And Vidyard just introduced, now this is kind of interesting, Vidyard introduced a video selling certification program to accelerate digital marketing and sales agency growth. I will put that on the show notes page for this episode, but you might have heard in a LinkedIn Live that I recently did that Tyler Lazard from Vidyard checked in and we talked about it on the day that it broke. So you could get the latest information and stay ahead of the curve. I made sure to bring Tyler to LinkedIn and we spoke live about the latest developments coming out of Vidyard and their video selling certification program to accelerate your digital marketing or sales agency growth if you're one of those people in the audience. Now, make sure you get access to that. Go to the show notes page for this episode. And if you aren't following me on LinkedIn, you're missing out on a big opportunity because a lot of the episodes happen there first. I'll interview them and then I'll take pieces of it and turn it into the Toddcast. So make sure you hit me up on LinkedIn. And when you do hit me up on LinkedIn, say, oh, by the way, dude, I listen to the Toddcast, and that'll give me some context when I get your connection request. Sound good? All right. Now, the way we use video to retain existing customers is one of those things that most people don't talk about in our world today. It's all about how you acquire new leads, how you create awareness and move people through your decision journey. But I want to spend time talking about retention. And it doesn't really matter what industry you're in. And I'm also going to drop a super valuable bonus tip towards the end of this episode. And it's one of my favorite tips. By the way, Vit, thank you for reminding me to drop this tip. I appreciate it. If you're listening in Dubai, you know that you are the one that inspired me to drop this tip and to make sure it got on my show notes. So thank you very much for doing that. Look, one of the many blessings of my career is I get to interact with businesses of like all sizes, you know, from the mom and pop startup to the juggernaut enterprise level company. And that's super cool for me. And where most businesses underperform is how they retain and then grow the work that they're doing with their existing clients. And I've been really fortunate, you know, I've surrounded myself with really smart people that are easy to be around, that live up to their commitment to clients. And that's something that we value tremendously here. But we've also been developing really smart strategies and end goal results. And as such, Marcus Krieg and Jason Fair, who Jason, as I mentioned, is going to be checking in shortly, the team and I have done a really good job at retaining and delighting our existing clients. But I also know, like you know, there's always room for improvement. And I see myself and my team as being one of those stones that's going down the river. We're like a polishing stone that's getting better as we tumble. And you got to go through those tumbles in order to get better. And you know the saying, small hinges swing big doors. Well, there are little optimizations that you can do to have a big impact on your business. Now, let's think about this little hinge and big impact thing for a moment and what it could do for your business, all right? Bain & Company discovered a 5% increase in customer retention can increase your company's profitability by 75%. Small hinge, big door, right? A 5% increase can increase your customer retention and increase your profitability by 75%. So if I can increase your customer retention by just 5% and help you add new clients, you're going to see a huge impact on your profitability, because retaining customers is the fastest and most profitable way to grow your business and do it at accelerated rates. And just thinking off the top of my head, if it might cost me like $2,500 to acquire a customer. In fact, when Jason Fair comes in, I'm going to ask him that question. How much do you think it costs to acquire a customer? You know, it might even be higher than that because you know, we travel often, we go to our clients' conferences, we take them out for dinner, we have multiple nights in multiple hotel rooms. So if you could retain your existing customers and grow their projects without having to reinvest that $2,500 or more to get the next big deal, it's going to have an immediate impact on your profitability, especially when you start to see that you can replicate that. You see, your existing customers are the fastest ones to say the magic word, yes. They already know, like, and trust you. They've already been through the relationship development stage. You already know about their kids. They know about yours. You have photos of their dogs on your phone, all of that stuff. You've already delivered on your promise. They know what to expect. And all you have to do for the next project is get them to say yes, right? Nobody's jumping on an airplane in most cases. Retention is almost always easier and cheaper than acquiring new customers. The National Law Review reported that it can cost 5 times more to acquire a new customer than to keep current ones. So removing a burning bridge philosophy from your life and becoming a skilled bridge builder and retaining the existing customers instead of, you know, blowing up that relationship, allowing it to dissolve and then moving on. If you can build bridges and delight people and keep them into your life, it'll go a long way to growing your business. In fact, when I got started with video marketing, most people didn't need video like they need now. They needed like one video for a year. They needed an explainer video. Now, any place that you recognize that your buyer's journey stalls out, you plug that leak with a video, move them to the next stage. But 61% of small businesses report that more than half of the revenue comes from repeat customers. That's a Bea Kelsey stat. Now think about that. That's a large percentage of existing business coming from those repeat customers. So in this episode, it's important that I share with you my three ways to use video to grow repeat business. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, right? It doesn't matter if it's B2B or B2C. Customers are jumping on business sites. They're jumping on LinkedIn and on YouTube and looking for answers. In fact, YouTube just released the following stats, industry stats. And I'm going to bring this up and I'm going to show you stats around the world. Because what I want you to know is this isn't just an American phenomenon. This isn't just a phenomenon, you know, video for sales, isn't something that impacts millennials and only millennials. It's everyone in this big world of ours that is trying to get greater clarity before they make a purchase decision. So these three ways to use video are important. But it's important for you to also understand, like in the food and beverage industry, watch time on new recipe videos in just Canada alone has increased 140% last year. Watch time on keto diet videos has increased 320% in the last year. Interest in cooking tips and videos in Australia is on the rise. And watch times increased over 60%. Watch time for baking related videos in Far East, in places like Indonesia, more than doubled year to year. YouTube viewers in Germany, they watched over 5,000 years of cuisine videos during the first 6 months of 2019. Excuse me. Now, consumers gravitating to video is happening in every industry, in every country, in every corner of the world. It influences how we purchase things. In the aesthetics and the beauty space, watch time for beauty YouTube videos has increased 75%. Watch time for makeup transformation videos in Canada, has increased over 80% in the last year. In the financial sector, you don't think these people are immune to it, right? They've quadrupled year to year. Now, how about sports fans? Everybody. And it's not industry specific. It's not gender specific or age specific. The power of video to educate, convince, and convert. And then once you've converted people to delight them is astonishing. And the fastest growing businesses in the world, the Davids that are right now crushing Goliath, are using video to make sure that their existing customers understand the additional services, or as you'll see, have greater clarity as they're going through the buying experience. So recognizing people are gravitating to video in every industry is important for you when I'm talking about my three ways to get more business from existing clients using video. The first one is post-sale or customer support. Now, let me phrase it this way. This is the first image that pops into my mind. The Wirebuzz team and I went up to, Hercules, California. I can't forget that name. We're up in Hercules, California to meet with a company that makes devices, medical device company. Here's the strategy for them. They approached us and they were like, guys, we've got a problem. Our most expensive employees are stuck on the phone. They're like selling laboratory equipment. which means the person using the laboratory equipment is a PhD level researcher at some institution somewhere in the world. And the person that is getting on the phone and providing tech support, you know who they are? A peer, the most expensive employee in that company, a PhD level scientist that's helping them solve the problem or fix the technology that they have. So people don't want to talk to customer support. They don't want to stay online. And how do you feel when you hear that, please hold? Your call is important to us. Like, how do you feel? Like, it makes my blood boil. Instead of doing that, after having generations of waiting on hold, customers are now going online, booking to solve problems faster on their own. So that client that I referenced in Hercules, when we worked with them, our guidance was to create videos about all their frequently asked questions that PhD level, most expensive employees spend their time on the phone answering those questions each and every day, which would make people off themselves. Instead of having the employees off themselves and frustrating the customer with, your call is important to us, please stay on the line. What we did is we created a series of FAQ videos that walks the customer through how to solve this problem on their own. And as a result, we retained our customers, our clients' most expensive employee time. Okay. That's one way to do it. Create a frequently asked question library like onboarding. Accenture reported that 52% of customers have switched businesses in the past year due to the same reason that you've switched, poor customer service. If your business is a service business and your customer is doing anything on their own, pump the brakes, create videos to show them in video step by step how to set up their account, how to load their information, how to sync their account, how to connect with the API, how to make sure that your team is easily trained to use this program, whatever it could be. Use video to teach, train, to offload, and to replicate. Okay, so that's the first one, which is pre-sale and customer support. That is the first of the three ways to get more business from your existing clients using video. The second way is a status update, and I love these things. I love status updates so much because, look, there's a simple status update, and there's also replicatable stages. I'm going to get into both, but first, let's talk about a status update. Have you ever been to a restaurant and maybe somebody at your table orders a well-done steak or a medium well steak, and that thing's just taken forever? What happens? At your table, what happens? People start getting antsy, right? They start getting frustrated and irritated. They start getting, what is the term? Hangry. That's right. Now, the same thing happens with your customers. And when I was waiting tables, the job, part of the job in order to properly manage your existing customers and to delight them is to give them a status update, to stop by and to say, and to kneel down and say, I just spoke with the chef. Your steak is almost completed. The well done's take a little bit longer, but it's going to be exactly the way you like it. In the meantime, is there anything that I could bring for you? Care for a glass of wine, right? Whatever it might be. That's like a little status update. But what is the business context? What is the video context of this? Well, there are simple status updates that I use and my team uses each and every day to delight our existing customers. And I'll call it the simple status update. When I'm saying it, I'm thinking a cell phone video update. And I do this all the time. Like whenever I see a member of my team working on one of my client projects, I grab my iPhone and I record a simple video status update and I send it to them. And it's like, let me act this out for you. I see that one of our video editors is cranking away, and let's say Austin's cranking away on a video, and I'll grab my phone and I will sit down next to Austin. Of course, I'll get his blessing and permission first, and I'll hold the phone at eye level and I will say, hey, Jenny and team, blah, blah, blah. We are excited to be delivering your video on Tuesday. Right now, I'm sitting here with Austin. We're going through your video. Everything is looking awesome. And then Austin already knows he's supposed to wave and smile, nod his head with confidence. And then I go, oh, and by the way, look at the screen. So you can kind of see how things are coming out. And I move the camera up to the screen. And then I go, by the way, if you need anything in the meantime, don't hesitate to reach out to me. We're excited to deliver this video and excited to help impact your business results. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, you'll have this video waiting for you to start reviewing. And then I send it to them. And do you know what the number one word that I get in reply when I send that to people? I just text it to them. Text it right to their phone, my video. The number one word in reply I get is love. Oh, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. This is great. Thanks for doing this, whatever it might be. And it was so easy for me. It took me 30 seconds or 45 seconds to make my client delighted and to make them think about love and me and how I make them feel. Remember, people won't remember what you say. They'll remember how you make them feel. Use a simple status update. Now, here's the next one. The next one is called replicatable stages. Now, replicatable stages is something we're doing right now for an existing client. In fact, I'm going to take you over to sit. I'm going to sit with Jason Fair. Jason is Wirebuzz's director of content. Jason, what is up?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. It's been a while. I think it's been like, I can't even tell you how long it's been on the Toddcast. So I'm excited to be here, man.
Jason's a frequent listener. He listens on his drive into the office. So Jason and I were at a meeting and we're meeting with clients and we were talking with them about creating their customer journey. And in doing so, the CEO, was the CEO, right?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was CEO, their other presidents, and another ops person.
Okay, and the CEO, while we were speccing all this out in their office, the CEO was like, wait a minute, guys. If we don't get another customer this year, and we properly manage and grow the existing clients, we're going to meet all of our goals because we have so many clients this year, right?
Right.
So so he like stopped everything and he goes, what if we just create a video for each one of the stages in our customer, not journey, but in their building out their project journey, like once they're a live customer. You want to spend a few moments kind of talking about those stages with me?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. Yeah. So these are, if you're following along here, playing along on the board game at home, this is if your company has like every customer goes through, or most customers go through like five stages. This company is like how many?
Well, they broke it down a few different times. And I think they ultimately decided, hey, we've got six different steps after they've basically closed the deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So step one is like, hey, welcome to the the first stage.
Right.
In this stage, you're going to work with our team to do X, Y, and Z, right?
Right, right. That's basically where they're introducing the project manager.
Okay. So I look at this like step one is these are the people in your neighborhood. And the first person's the project manager.
Right.
And they're going to help you start your project.
Right. So they're providing transparency to what's going on for each step, right? So that first one is they're doing the introduction. Hey, this is so-and-so. They're going to walk them through the process. And ultimately, the end goal of each one of these, right, is to make sure that that person is transparent in what's going on for every stage. Because, you know, there's internal stakeholders that they need to communicate. Hey, this is where we're at in the process. So really for us, when we're creating these assets, is really for them to transfer that information to that person so they know they have the mass clarity, right? You always talk about mass clarity.
Yeah.
So for this one, it was how can we provide post-sale? Because when we're talking about a large project, we're talking a couple $100,000 worth of project, there's a lot of things that are going on. And so they have to communicate a lot of different things. And that's something where they can't just jump on a call and walk them through it because we know after that call, they forgot 90% of it, right? So they need to create these videos so that person understands much more clearly what's going on for each phase.
And if you provide massive clarity, you remove confusion.
Right.
If confusion exists, then you create frustration in the mind of your existing customer. So think about each of the stages. Like for Wirebuzz, we've got some pretty basic stages that our company has. We have a strategy phase at the beginning. We detail out the strategy. Like if we did that, we get in the strategy phase, boom. Right when we start to schedule the strategy video, the strategy session, we could send off a replicatable stages video that's like, welcome to the strategy phase. These are the people that are going to help you detail out the best strategy. So when we get to your video and your website and your text and your storyboarding, all of these things are going to be in harmony together and aligned, right?
Yeah, and there's normally, as we all know, multiple decision makers. There's usually not making decisions in silos. So they need to be able to understand that next phase so they can go up to their colleague or boss and be like, hey, this is what we're doing next. And now all of a sudden you have transparency throughout the whole organization. And now everybody's on the same, you know, rowing the same direction and understands exactly what the next steps are for the projects.
And Jason, bear with me for a second. Yep. I know the trick about this microphone is to put your phone, because I'm recording this into my phone, onto airplane mode. Now, let's hope that this was a clean cut and this audio sounded good because, you know, you never know.
You never know.
You never know, right? All right, so that's super cool. So this company has six stages, and their goal is to make sure that everybody that works with them raves about the experience, which you can only do if you keep people up to speed on what's going on, because what they want to do is get their direct report to rave about them to the other people on the other divisions in the other silos at their client's office so they can start to grow and do work for the other teams.
Right, exactly. And they can be able to communicate like, hey, there was six steps. Like I think most organizations, like once you work with the customer, they probably don't know how many steps you have.
Right.
But with these video assets, leveraging, everybody knows the game plan and what's going on. And then they can articulate it internally. So we're having, like, we're trying to delight the customers right at the end of the day. So once you're delighting them, they're going to tell their colleagues and then other business people. And it just helps spread that word much better.
Yeah, that's cool. So when the CEO brought that up, and we were actually in the process of selling them customer journeys for new customers.
Exactly.
But when the CEO brought that up and recognizing they had so many stages and they thought their biggest problem was retaining their existing customers, Jason and I looked at each other. We were like, oh, that's kind of smart. That's a valuable trick for a company and it'll develop ROI for years to come.
Right, exactly. And it was, like you said earlier, like one new customer, that's all they need really, ultimately. But if we can inspire retention, then that'll probably lift the needle where they need it the most anyways without having to invest the money in trying to prospect new businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. He's Jason Fair. He's Wirebuzz's director of content. Jason, if you could, before you leave, because you are a very devoted listener to the Toddcast and you listen on your morning commute, will you give yourself a little shout out to yourself in the future?
A shout out to myself?
Yeah, while you're driving.
Okay, right. Hey, Jason, if you're listening, which I know you are probably tomorrow when this podcast launches, keep up the good work, dude.
Right on. That's so funny. That's so like nerdy and futuristic. Jason, thank you for joining me, man.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. All right. So that is status updates. The first one was a simple status update. What's up, Jason, if you're still listening? And the second one is replicatable stages. And I love that. Maya Angelou is the one who told us, I've learned that people will forget what you've said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel and the way that you retain customers is to manage the way they feel about you and your service. Now the third way, okay? Let me do a recap real quick. The first way are post-sale customer support, which is like frequently asked questions, right? Remember that PhD level expert that's going to, on video, walk other PhD level customers through the process. The second way is status updates. And under status updates, there are actually two. There's a simple status update, which is like holding your cell phone and doing a little text message video over to give an update. And the other way are replicatable stages both of those fit in status updates. And the third way that you use video to grow and retain your existing customers are advanced education for your existing customers, right? You want to do like a webinar or a long form video. Like I often will put together a video where I'm teaching our customers how to take their events that they have, because a lot of our clients have events. They might have 3 events a year or 5 events. Some of them have 20 plus events a year. But what I discovered from going to their events is they don't do a very good job managing the ROI from those events. So I created a step-by-step guide that if you've got events, here's how to process those events and to track everybody back into your content and into your video and so on, okay? So think about your advanced webinars for your existing customers. What could you teach on a quarterly basis or an every 6-month basis? What can you put on video that'll make your existing customers that much smarter and you in the center of the conversation being their guru, right? If you're their guru, then amazing things can happen. Now, our friend Vit, who's in the Wirebuzz Insider community, and if you're not a member of the Wirebuzz Insider community on Facebook, you're missing out. It's a place where video marketers get to interact and engage with each other on a variety of topics like the podcast, but also things that don't make it into the podcast. And lots of people submit questions and the community jumps in and advises and guides. You can get in that group on Facebook by just searching for Wirebuzz Insider Community. And if you ask nicely, we'll let you in. It's just that simple. So here's the bonus tip. Pricing on your website is a big deal. It's a big deal, especially for existing clients, because your existing clients may not have already purchased all of your services from you. But if you do a great job delighting them, delivering, over-delivering, being somebody that lives up to your word, and they enjoy having you in their life, then they're going to think, what else could I give Todd or you to do that'll make that they could do because they did such a great job? So here is a bonus tip, and it's not really a video tip, though I use a video to teach this, and you should too. On our website, we have a pricing page. And that pricing page, I will tell you right now, has solved a lot of important problems in our business. I'll tell you about this. And I also tell you that I fought my team for about 4 years on this topic. But it's such an important topic that we just need to talk about it for a moment. You see, my team was like, dude, we need to put pricing on the website. If we put pricing on the website, then people will know what things cost. And in doing so, we won't scare people half to death when we drop our pricing in the middle of a proposal meeting. And I fought it, and I was like, and I specifically fought Marcus on this for a long time. And to Marcus's credit, he didn't give up. That guy just doesn't. And so he stuck with it, and he knew over time I'd make the right decision. And so we added pricing. But here was my pushback. I was like, dude, we can't do that because like not a single project is the same from one client to the next. And even their next video is going to be completely different. Everything we price out, everything is custom. And he's like, yeah. Let's just do a small, medium, and large, you know, a grande, vente, tall. And it kind of clicked on me because I was like, oh, that's going to be kind of hard. And well, let's guess. I mean, it's just a place to start. It gives them a ballpark, he said. So we put it up on our website. We put small, medium, and large pricing. And in doing so, we discovered that 85% of the people that came into our conference room at our office or that had a proposal meeting, 85% of them were buying from us. And at that point, from that point forward, not a single person had sticker shock when we presented our pricing. Because they saw our loose ballpark pricing. We even use it in teaching at the beginning of the relationship when pricing or confusion around pricing comes up. And at the very top of that page is a video featuring a very charming yours truly, teaching our pricing methodology. And in doing so, it freed us up to close more deals, to delight people, to not sticker shock people, and to set expectations from the very beginning. So now you know the most important part. Anyway, I think, what would Paul Harvey say? And now you know the rest of the story. That's the three ways to use video to grow repeat business. Plus, I dropped a mad bonus tip for you to be more efficient with your business. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. When people go through your website and they don't see pricing, in the world we live in today, where 82% of buyers don't want to talk to a salesperson until they're ready to make a buying decision, when they don't see pricing, you know what happens to them? The same damn thing that happens to you. When you go through a customer journey and you're looking through a website and you're trying to find pricing and you don't see pricing, you start to get agitated. And then you bounce and you go somewhere else. Somewhere where somebody will provide you massive clarity. That is the goal in today's world. And I hope these three ways to use video to grow your repeat business helps you crush more deals in less time. Now, if you want to select the right topics for your business, we created a topic selection worksheet. You can get access to it. It's free to you as a listener. Congratulations. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics. And if you want to figure out how to guarantee your own videos generate ROI, the three little letters that'll keep you employed for the rest of your life. So you aren't demonstrating return on investment. What real value are you providing, right? So if you want to guarantee your videos generate ROI, we created a 5-part web-based mini course. You can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And I will continue to do my job, bringing you the latest information in the world of digital marketing and video and customer journeys. I'll take you along that journey and I'll bring you the latest information. Remember, follow me on LinkedIn. When you get to LinkedIn, let me know that you listen to the Toddcast. It'll just put you in a special place in my heart. Let me know. Follow me. And throughout the week, I'm doing LinkedIn Lives where I'm teaching a lot of this information. You'll get access to it before it comes onto the Toddcast. And please make sure, if this has been valuable to you, subscribe on the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play is where you can get access. And then the other thing is, share this with friends. Don't hoard all this good information. Help me spread the word about the power of video and how it changes businesses so they can grow revenue in freakish ways. And I will continue to bring you that information right here on Video Marketing Mastery. Peace.